I'm at a secret location somewhere near Worcestershire, and I've arrived. I have coffee in my belly and a very nice egg and salmon, scrambled egg and salmon muffin type thing. Who's in the room with me right now?
You've got Evil Gordon.
That's Evil Gordon on Twitter.
You got Tom.
Twitter name?
Tom Schubert 10, I think.
And Matt Lane. I'm not going to give you my Twitter name.
And together you make
Beerbods.
Beerbods. So give me the origins of Beerbods, and they are Beerbods on Twitter. I imagine as you're listening, you're typing that out now, and you'll probably find out before they get a chance to tell you. Who wants to start?
I think Gordon should start, because I've told the story of Beerbods so many times.
So, Beerbods is an online beer club and subscription service. The basic premise is that every 12 weeks we send you a box of 12 really exciting beers. Every Thursday we email you and we tell you about this week's beer, the people who made it and the story behind it. And every Thursday evening, hashtag Beerbods, we all get on Twitter and other social media and talk about that week's beer. And through a clever little bit of logistics on our part, every one of our subscribers gets to drink the same beer each week.
You're creating the shared experience remotely with your community. This is something I really, really like to talk about. If you think about other shared experiences in our network society, you have the sports on the TV with everybody with their second screen. You've got the Eurovision Song Contest. Back in the day when Seismic Video was doing asynchronous conversational video, we used to have party night, which was normally a Friday. The UK started it, so we would be drinking at UK time, but people in America were like, oh, do I really have to have a beer for lunch? Okay, let's do it. And we were doing something similar, but without the hashtag. I like it. So what kind of participants do you have out there?
Our customers are hopefully all of legal drinking age. But other than that, they'll probably range from 18 to about 80. In fact, we have definitely got an 80-year-old, an ex-thespian from London, who, whilst he's not on social media, emails us pretty much every Friday and tells us what he thought of the beer, which is quite lovely.
That's nice. So tell me, what was the last three beers that really stuck out in your mind? Yeah, you see so many beers. We're actually stood above a mountain of interesting looking beverages, and I'm asking you to isolate three.
So the week before last, we had a lovely hybrid beer, which was a farmhouse IPA. So that's a funky pale ale it was a collaboration brew between a Norwegian brewer called Lervig and a Huddersfield brewer called Magic Rock. That was a recent sort of standout one. I want to pass you over to Matt to think of another one, and then Tom can think of another one.
Nice delegation.
So this week's beer was by a Scottish brewer called 6 Degrees North, who are exactly 6 degrees north of Brussels.
Clever.
Hence the name. And by a guy called Robert Brewbob Lindsay, who's just went and spent some time in Belgium, got completely inspired by what they're doing over there. Yeah, he calls it Belgian beers like the pinnacle of brewing, and I think he's probably right. And so he started this Scottish brewer that brews exclusively Belgian beers. So we had one of their beers, and that was last night. It went down an absolute storm.
It's a very difficult one. It's hard to put your thumb down on it, but I think probably one of my favourites would probably be Axe Edge by Buxton. We've recently been up there, and we're in the process of doing a collaboration with them. I think it's due in the box in a few weeks' time, maybe. Yeah, so just waiting for the first taste of that, but really looking forward to it, so yeah.
I love the concept, and for me, when I was traveling, I wanted to experience the local beverage, no matter how dangerous or weird and wonderful it might be. So in some areas of Thailand, I was drinking from jars. I had no idea what was in there. And I realised that if I settled for the bottled, like, kind of, you know, more than one person has had a go at this beers, I was going to have a much healthier experience. And it became a really big part of my travelling experience. Whenever somebody says, oh, have you been to Uganda? I would go, oh, Star Beer, do you remember that? You know, Ugandan, oh, I remember that. And you had this kind of strange common denominator. And when Untappd came out, your beer logging app, I realised that life probably is a little bit too short to drink the same thing all the time. We all have our favourites, but I will go into a bar and the first thing I'll do is, I have not drunk that before. I guess I'm your perfect customer in a way.
Yes. So, you know, everybody likes to go to a bar and find a beer that they love. But actually, there's one better than that, and that's finding a beer that you're going to love. And that's where we sort of come into it. You know, in our box of 12 beers, there'll be we guarantee you there'll be a beer you don't like, which sounds like a bit of a bonkers sort of business sort of plan. But, you know, unless we're going to sort of push you into different styles and into different types of beer, you're not necessarily going to be that adventurous because you might sort of stick to like safe ground, safe territory, really. So if in out of 12, there's one beer you don't like, there's probably going to be one beer that you love that you haven't had before.
So you're taking me to the edge and pushing me over it a little bit, which I'd rather you make that mistake for me than I go out and buy an entire pint of it, or even a round, being experimental in a bar, and then go, actually, that's kind of push. For me, all the good experiences when I was travelling, all the good stories I tell now are from mistakes I made anyways.
Yeah, I'd hope it's like not an edge. I hope it's just like a comfort zone, really. I don't think it's that dangerous. But the idea is that, you know, you might not normally try dark beers, but this week's a dark beer. So, you know, just see what you think. And then you see other people, by engaging with other people on, say, Twitter or even on Instagram or Facebook, you sort of see what they think about the beer as well. So, and there's no expert opinion offered. And so people get to sort of make their own decisions about the beer, but they get to make it with others. And I think that's part of the strength of it.
I think one of the most fulfilling things we can hear in terms of feedback from our subscribers is saying, I really like this, but it's a drink I wouldn't normally have had if it wasn't for you opening my eyes to it. I think that's the best type of feedback we can have, you know. And our tagline is drink better beer. And for me, that's about, you know, there isn't like this like pinnacle that you get to and all of a sudden you're drinking it. It's about constantly pushing yourself to try new things and discover new places through beer or new people through beer. And that's, I think, for us, what it's all about.
How have the craft beer community, the smaller makers and doers and creators out there, taken to your company?
Well, I think on the whole, like really positively. The great thing about Beer Bods is when we announce a beer in a week, we point people to our website where there's generally a 500 word write-up on the brewery. So all of a sudden, you know, we're telling their story in a way that, you know, a little label on a bottle never could. And I think that's really exciting. All of a sudden there's like more around the beer. You know, we can tell the stories of the people that made it, we can tell the stories of where it was made, how it was made, and that's normally a platform they don't have. So I think on the whole, really positively, yeah.
And we're taking that to the next level today, aren't we? As you are telling stories in photos and text right now and dabbling in video, we're here to talk a little bit more about video and accidentally now audio. How important is this to you?
I think it's very important. I mean, the main part of our business is to interact with our subscribers and stuff. And I think that's what sets us apart from the other beer subscription companies. I mean, and through the feedback and stuff on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and stuff, it's clear to see that it's definitely a key point in our business, just to keep us going. So the more we can interact and get, well, just close the gap between our subscribers sort of thing, and just, it's a bit more friendly, isn't it? Like, instead of just sending a bog standard email that we send out to thousands of people, it's nice to just actually show us we are normal people and we just want to enjoy it as well.
I like that human to human connection, and you're already doing it with the hashtag on a Thursday night. What time is that on?
9 PM Thursdays, hashtag BeerBods.
So people can kind of dip in before they've even subscribed and see what they're missing out on.
Yeah, and we see a lot of that on Friday mornings as people clearly look at the timeline and go, what the hell is this BeerBods thing about? And you see lots of our customers saying, oh, it's this Hella Ace beer club, you should join. Yeah. And you know, we strongly endorse
nice.
That.
Into the cult. What's the URL? www.beerbods.co.uk. Thanks very much, guys.